Good morning, everybody, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to AMP. Also, good morning for members who joined through Zoom. Okay, let us start our prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. Today is special day because we celebrate the ascension of Jesus to the heaven. We pray that we always remember that you are in heaven and always pray to us. If you still pray to us, and more of that, we as your believer also should to pray. So when we pray together, we bring your blessing to the world. Open our heart, Father, to receive your word this morning. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, suppose today I should straight and talk about the Ascension Day, but I haven't finished my last series about Jesus' appearance to the disciple during these 40 days. That's why I want to finish this topic first, and then maybe next year to talk about the Ascension Day. Because I remember last year, I speak about the Ascension Days. So if you want to know more, then you need to go back to last year's message. Okay, let us open John 21, verse 1 to 14. After this thing, Jesus manifests himself again to the disciple at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in his way. Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the son of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going to fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have not any fish, do you?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the nets on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch." So they cast, and then they were not able to hold in because the great number of the fish. Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment on, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciple came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire already lit, and fish placed on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of the fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." No one of the disciples ventured to question him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciple after he was raised from the dead. Brothers and sisters, if you have been read the four book of the gospel, then you may know that one of the difference between Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is the way they presented the ending of the book. In the book of John, there are so many stories and long story about Jesus appear, manifested himself after the resurrection. In the first three gospels, the story of Jesus' appearance to the disciple is very little, maybe one or two short story. But in the book of John, yeah, there are a lot of long story. Why there are many long story in the book of John compared to other writer? First of all, we need to know that the Gospel of John is the last gospel if we compare to Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Yeah. So John wrote this last gospel is about 30 years different compared to Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Yeah, after 30 years later. And then John can see the need of the people. That's why God used John to write this gospel. What is the need of the people at that time? The need of the people at that time, because there are another teaching about Jesus. Yeah, there are another teaching come out about Jesus. That this kind of teaching, they don't believe Jesus as Son, Jesus as God. Jesus as God, Jesus as a human. They don't believe this kind of teaching. Yeah, that's why come out few narrative about Jesus. For example, oh yeah, Jesus didn't die. Or a second problem, Jesus is not fully God. He is a man. The believer put him as a God. So this kind of story come out at that time. Because John want to encounter this kind of belief, that's why he wrote another gospel and want to tell the believer who is Jesus. That's why for John, the resurrection of Jesus is the main point of who is Jesus. No wonder last week we can know that when Thomas see Jesus, he said, "Oh my God and oh my Lord." This kind of statement cannot speak out from a human to a human. But Thomas did it. Why Thomas did it? Because Thomas know who is Jesus. No wonder there are a lot of story about the life after resurrection about Jesus. Second point, brothers and sisters, John also warned the believer, no, of course, Jesus was died, but he rise from the dead. And then he appear himself. If Jesus not appear himself, then people can say that, oh yeah, this is a kind of story, rumor that come out from the disciple. No wonder, brothers and sisters, if you compare this story with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul quote a lot from this story. Paul said, oh yeah, I believe Jesus because Jesus was raised from the dead, and then he showed himself to one disciple, 12 disciples, and then 500, all of that, I one of them. So John really want to let the believer know. And then the last point, brothers and sisters, John want us to know that believe Jesus who died and raised from the dead is enough for you as for salvation. But don't stop to that point. Yeah, because there is a change between, there is a difference between people who believe Jesus who died and rest with people don't believe Jesus was raised from the dead. What is the difference? Okay, go back to the text that we read. Verse 2, Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of the Cana in Galilee, and the son of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples were together. And then Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. And they said to him, yes, we will also come with you. So you see, brothers and sisters, if we go back to the first 14, John tells us this is the third time. That means there are two times Jesus already showed himself to the disciple, and this is the third time. After seeing Jesus for two times, look at this story. What are they doing? Number one, they just gather together. And then the second point, after gather together, Peter said, I'm going for fishing. And other disciples said, Hola. I also join with you. Let's go for fishing together. They don't have spiritual purpose in their life, brothers and sisters. They just hang out together. They go and do something fun for them. And even they don't know what should they do after they saw two times Jesus have already raised from the dead. Today, how many people, how many believers, they don't know what is their spiritual purpose in their life. So sad, brothers and sisters. So sad. Many people don't know. That's why we need to read the Bible so that we know. Yeah? And then you see after that, they went out and got into the boat. And that night, they caught nothing. Underline, caught nothing. Life without spiritual purpose. God, nothing. Because there is no value. God, nothing. Yeah. No wonder Socrates, smart guy, he know that life without God, God, nothing. Yeah. And then, more worse than that, first of all, but when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciple did not know that this was Jesus. Brothers and sisters, Jesus stood and didn't know that is Jesus. So you can imagine how come they didn't know. Because life, no purpose, no fellowship, got nothing, and then they don't believe Jesus rise from the dead. And then, as the result, brothers and sisters, verse 5, so Jesus said to them, children, do you not have any fish, do you? They answered him, no. I can say, people who don't believe or who do not live in the spirit of resurrection, they are poor. Even fish, they don't have. Even for fish, they don't have. Today, many people, they live in poor condition of spirituality. They have a lot of things, but their heart feel empty. Yeah. They have a lot of things. They have money, they have title, they have anything, but their heart empty. How come, brothers and sisters? Because they don't put the source of the life in their life. Yeah. So when I read this one, oh, so sad. Yeah, so sad. This is the condition of the disciple who don't aware believe that Jesus have rise from the dead. Second point, Jesus love them. Jesus want they know who he is, and Jesus want they know that I'm the life and the resurrection. That's why Jesus come approach them. Then the way I see this story, Jesus so kind. Jesus didn't come and angry with them. How come you don't believe me? How come you don't know me? No, brothers and sisters. Jesus said on verse 6, yeah. And he said to them, cast the net on the right hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch. Simple sentence, brothers and sisters. But in this simple sentence, there are 2 points. First point, yeah, cast net on the right. Why not on the left? Don't ask me, brothers and sisters. I don't know the answer. Yeah. But what I know that this is the word of God. Yeah. When you find the word of God, then you need to follow. Jesus said right, then you do it right. Yes, Jesus said left, and you do it left. So Jesus tried to bring them to see the word of God. Because from the word of God, you will know who he is. The second point, remember that this story connected with Luke chapter 5. The first time Jesus asked them to catch the fish. Yeah, the first time. So Jesus bring them to their old experience when they have encountered God. So brothers and sisters, you might have some story how you encounter God. Jesus tried to bring them. The second point, brothers and sisters, first egg, but the other disciple come to the 100, verse 9, and when they got out the land, they saw a carcass already laid and fish placed on it and bread. There is a word fish and bread. There is a story about fish and bread. 2 fish, 5 bread. Now Jesus bring them to bring the disciple to see another miracle that have been happened long time ago. 2 fish and 5 bread. And then the last point, brothers and sisters, the last point, how Jesus bring them, verse 11. Verse 12, and Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. No one of the disciples ventured to question him, who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus gave food to them. So Jesus gave bread to them. It's the Last Supper. Whenever Jesus break the bread, and then they remember 41 days ago, Jesus did the same thing to them. 3 spiritual experience, brother. Jesus show it to them in order so that disciple can remember who is Jesus. Now everybody remember who is Jesus. But no one speak of the final thing. After they have breakfast, Jesus have long conversation with Peter. To make it short, what is the essence of the conversation. Number one, Jesus remind the disciple, remember your calling. Remember your calling. Number two, Jesus want to remind the disciple, what is your job? Remember, 2 fish and 5 bread. What is the main job of the disciple? To feed them, to give them food. Number three, Jesus want to tell the disciple, once you take the bread, you are not only take physical bread, but also spiritual bread. That means, I'm go with you. I go with you. Yeah, I go with you to do all this job. That's why I can say that ministry, the title of ministry, the position of ministry is spiritual job. Is spiritual job. We do it together with Jesus. Yeah. When you know that ministry is spiritual work, then don't worry. Yeah. God can do it with you. At the same time, you need to remember, don't do bad thing in ministry, because God also know what you do through ministry. Some people, they done ministry to make himself popular. Some people, they do ministry in order to get their own profit. This is bad doing. Don't do it. Because when we do ministry, remember, God using our hand to do it together. So this is the way Jesus remind them. From do not see Jesus, the second point, Jesus reveal himself, Jesus remind himself, and then the last point, we need to know 3 points. First point, Jesus remind the calling, the work, and then I go with you. After this story, Jesus go to the heaven and look at the disciple. They all full spirit. They do it. Yeah, they serve Jesus. They remember their calling. So I believe today, God will speak something to you. Let us digest again what we have been read and hear from this message. Let us bow our head. Sterling will lead us in worship. And then we try. First, where we are. Our spiritual condition. Weak or strong? The second, if we are in weak condition, remember some experience that Jesus has worked to us. And then the last point, if you already full with spiritual food, remember, do your calling. Yeah, do your calling. God want us to feed the sheep, to give food for the sheep, to serve people. And the last thing, remember, Jesus is with you and me.
I'm in the place once again.
Thank you for the cross. Happy with the resurrection. And then done your job after you have been restored by Jesus. Spend few seconds, pray for ourselves, what have been, where we are now. Do we still remember our calling? Do we still do ministry? And do we still remember that Jesus is with us? Father, restore our spiritual life like you restore the disciples. Thank you for spiritual food that you give it to us. Thank you for remind us our calling, remind us our duty, and most important, thank you, Father, because we know that you are in our life. We are ready, Father. Ready to do your will through our life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time. We pray together for community who have cancer and running chemotherapy. We pray that God will give them power so that they can pass this treatment and they can heal in the name of Jesus. Let's pray together. We also pray for a community who have physical ill and also their spiritual life. We pray that God will open their heart to see Jesus. Let's pray for them. Also pray for people in infirmities condition. Yeah, we pray that God will take away all weakness in their body. Thank you. also pray for thanks God, no one have COVID, but we still pray for frontline medical worker. We pray that God will protect them one by one. We also pray for some member who are looking for new job. We pray that God will open the way for them. Brothers and sisters, for our ministry today, we pray for mission for Singapore. We know that Pastor Sam Kim take sabbatical. We pray for Pastor Sam Kim so that he can take a rest and then download more from God. Also pray for Indonesia, for Spain. Yeah, pray for all the leader and then ministry, especially next week we start Igape, yeah, so that we can do more to share God's love. And also pray for Spill, yeah, the number is growing, there is a need to extend the ministry. Let's pray together. Let's pray for education, SP Kid, SP Youth, and SPU. Pray that our children can grow up through this ministry. Let's pray for prayer and healing ministry, for IP, for the well, and for the river. Let's pray for local outreach ministry, Igapi, Humi, SP Like, Bridge, Recreation, and evening outreach, SP Like and Humi outreach. Let's pray for pregnant mom. We bring them into the hand of God so that all mom have good time during pregnancy, and then God will bless them when the time is up, they deliver the baby and all in good condition. Let's pray for house church activity, that God will bless the fellowship, and then people can share and strengthen each other. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for good time that we can come and pray together for ministry and for our church. We pray that you will bless SP, bless all the leader and the member, so that we all remember as the people who believe the resurrection of Christ. We live in our calling. We live in our ministry, we doing faithfully, and finally, the most important, we remember that we are not alone. We live with you. Thank you, Father. Once we leave the church, we will walk with you to do our job and ministry. Thank you. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.